Welcome to Internet Radio Rewind, the weekly review from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill, and this program is sponsored by Audioboom. With the Audioboom mobile app, journalists and reporters can record and file reports on location, and then with the press of one button, those reports can be instantly heard on the website and by your social media followers. And when it comes to monetization, well, Audioboom can serve pre-roll commercials too, so you can monetize all of your on-demand audio. Over 300 people jammed into Rain Summit Indy last week at the Indiana Convention Center. Held in cooperation with the NAB radio show, the summit attracted broadcasters, online music service execs, and technology vendors. It's an information and networking event. Attendees watched several panel discussions, research presentations, and keynote speeches. The two keynotes were from Kurt Hansen, Rain News founding editor, and Darren Davis, president of Clear Channel, which, by the way, changed its name this week. More on that later. Two special events marked the Rain Summit. One was 30 Under 30, a celebration of young talent in broadcast and online audio. A voting panel had selected the honorees, several of whom traveled to Indy to accept their medals. Then, at the end of the day, there was the annual bestowal of the Rain Internet Radio Awards for the fifth year. 33 finalists winnowed down to six winners, including Pandora for Best Overall Internet Radio Station and Radionomy for Best Digital Strategy. There was a tie for Best Broadcast Stream between King FM, a Seattle classical station, and WWOZ, a New Orleans station. Adobe Radio won in the Single Stream Internet Station category, and Carnival.com took the international prize. The next Rain Summit is in London on November 4th. Check the summits section of rainnews.com. Clear Channel, the largest radio group and media company in the U.S., is no longer Clear Channel. The conglomerate changed its name to iHeartMedia, adopting the well-known iHeart moniker from its consumer music service brand, iHeartRadio. In doing so, Clear Channel, iHeartMedia, might appear to throw its fate to the digital side of its business. However, in the press announcement, the broadcast radio stations, all 850 of them, took center stage in the company description. In our view, the name change is really more about eliminating platform distinctions. iHeart is emphasizing content and brands, not whether they're delivered over the air or over the internet. A side benefit is that whatever reputational baggage was attached to the Clear Channel name is now cast overboard, replaced by the consumer-friendly iHeart Association. By the way, iHeart Radio now has 50 million registered users and 97 million monthly listeners. It was supposed to be a free music gift that everyone could love, burnishing the reputation of the band, U2, and the distributor, Apple. But it turned into a scandal in which free music was characterized as an invading virus. Here's what happened. Apple bought the rights to distribute the latest album from supergroup U2, the album is called Songs of Innocence, and then send it to the mobile devices of everyone who owns an iTunes account. The album popped up in hundreds of millions of iCloud accounts and was downloaded directly to millions of iPhones and iPads. This gift was not received well. Apple and the band learned that people don't like having their devices invaded, even when the intention is good. Apple put up a webpage that instructed people how to get rid of the unwanted music. At the same time, the company bragged about the music's reach, saying that 33 million people had listened to the album. Meanwhile, in more traditional music licensing, BMI reported record revenue and royalty distributions for its last fiscal year, which ended June 30th. BMI is one of the major performing rights organizations that collects music royalties on behalf of publishers, composers, and songwriters. So in the last fiscal year, it earned $970 million and distributed $840 million of that to music rights holders. BMI is trying to get U.S. copyright law changed in a way that would enable it to operate more freely in the digital age and possibly achieve higher royalty rates for its clients. The whole licensing system is regulated by the U.S. government. Remember that geofencing lawsuit brought by a Virginia broadcast group called Verstandig. The thrust of it was this. Verstandig radio stations shouldn't have to pay performance royalties on their streams if the company manages to geofence the streams so they cannot be heard outside of a 150-mile radius. Doing so would take advantage of a legal loophole from the pre-geofencing era, which really was just a few years ago. Well, a Virginia magistrate doesn't believe the argument is worth a trial and has recommended that the case be tossed. The next play comes from a district court, which can accept or reject that recommendation. Broadcasters are keeping their eyes on this one. Edison Research revealed some new numbers based on its Share of Ear survey from May. The full research is for subscribers only, but the company has been incrementally publicizing details in the past few months. The recent burst of information relates to podcasting, which took a small share of ear in the survey of Americans. 1.7% of Americans, to be exact, listened to podcasts, according to that survey. Now, that seems like a minor number, but when Edison looked more closely, it revealed a voracious appetite among people who do listen to podcasts. It turns out they spend about 26% of their listening time to podcasts. That's nearly as much as they spend listening to the radio. Speaking of podcasting, that patent lawsuit which tormented Adam Carolla for a while and then moved on to bigger targets won a court decision against CBS. Many people say that the litigating company, Personal Audio, is just a patent troll, but there is some degree of established legitimacy to its argument. The Electronic Frontier Foundation is trying to put an end to these lawsuits, which threaten podcasting generally. In the meantime, the sequential suits go on, and CBS now owes Personal Audio $1.3 million in damages. In advertising news, a new audio ad network launched. It's called Audio HQ. To start off its enterprise, Audio HQ scored a launch partnership with 8Tracks, the crowdsourced playlisting site, which has about 8 million listeners. Rain News spoke with Audio HQ head Matt Cutair, who told us his company is seeking a middle market between programmatic ad buying on the low end and premium sales on the high end. 8Tracks seems like a perfect candidate for this type of curated selling. By the way, 8Tracks has been profitable for 2 years, with revenue coming from video pre-rolls before its playlists, and also a subscription plan which eliminates advertising altogether. That's a wrap for this edition of Internet Radio Rewind from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill. This program is sponsored by Audioboom. Audioboom hosts this podcast, and it can host yours too. The player is beautiful and fully branded. Our theme music is by Valtteri Kujala. His music and royalty-free license options are at valtterikujala.com. Remember, subscribe to Rain Daily Digest. Join thousands of professionals with the everyday heartbeat of internet radio. Look for the blue button at rainnews.com.